You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
And now, broadcasting live on Star Worldwide Networks, Dads with Swag, with motivational life coach Sean Alfonso, specializing in helping you to get to your full potential in all areas of your life, from improving your professional success to overcoming fears that are holding you back. Single parent and dad of two amazing young girls, Sean will teach you how to balance professional success while achieving meaningful relationships. It's Dads with Swag. And now, here's your host, Sean Alfonso.
Yeah, what is up? Welcome back to another episode of Dads with Swag. Just to let our listeners know, this is our one-year anniversary. Whoop, whoop. Been on the radio here at Star Worldwide Network for a year now. Well, it's actually a year tomorrow. April 7th was our first show. But April 7th is a Friday this year, so it's April 6th. We're hitting our one-year mark. Man, I can't believe this time has flown by. You listeners have been amazing, coming in with your good questions. I've had so many special guests through this last year, man. It's just been great. We've supported a lot of different charities, some different Kickstarter campaigns, all kinds of good stuff. So speaking of charities, we got, you know, the Fly Honey from Pierce Family Foundation in the studio today. If you got any questions for the Pierce Family Foundation, we're going to be talking about their Runway of Hope event. You can hit me up on social media at Your Coach Sean. You could email me, SeanSeanAlfonso.com. You could always call in 480-421-0640. Wendy will be more than happy to answer that phone. You can find us on iTunes. Hit that subscribe button. And don't forget, you can find everything on DadsWithSwag.com. Third annual Runway of Hope on May 19th at the Views and the Odyssey in the Desert. Megan, the CEO and founder of the Pierce Family Foundation, is live in studio. She's a little nervous. I told her I threatened to bring some hard-hitting questions. You know, people give to charity. They want to know where their money's going. Not for, like, no Bentley payment. You don't have a Bentley, do you?
I do not have a Bentley.
Okay, so it's not going for Bentley payments. So this is your third annual Runway of Hope fashion show. What made you decide to start doing a fashion show to help the Pierce Family Foundation?
Well, first, it's great to be here, Sean. Thanks for having the Pierce Family Foundation on again. We love coming over. But I wanted to do a fashion show because I grew up loving fashion. I think most girls do. I have always had the dream of walking the runway and being a model, but I'm only I exaggerate, 5'5", maybe 5'4". So instead of doing a fashion or being in a fashion show, I decided to host one. So having a nonprofit, you need to think of unique and different events. And I thought a perfect event to get my friends out to and my family was to have a fashion show.
So nice. Everybody likes fashion.
I know. Who doesn't love fashion?
I definitely love fashion, especially your fashion show. It is a great event because it's a challenge because some fashion shows are so geared towards women that it makes men kind of uncomfortable to go to.
Right.
But your fashion show is pretty cool because it's so inclusive. It's a great spot for men, for women. It's a good, like, date night activity.
Right.
It's pretty cool. I really like it. What are some key – this is the third one you're doing.
Right.
What are some things that you've learned from the first year fashion show – and starting that and the process that it took to get from thought to completion of show to now your third one. What are some things that you've learned through that process?
Well, I definitely have learned that I need to follow my gut and to just keep doing exactly how I envision the event. I was a little not as confident the first year I hosted it and thought I needed to hire all this additional help. And after it occurred and happened, I was like, wow, I can actually do this. I'm just as capable as, you know, there's a lot of modeling companies out you can hire. But I also learned to ask people within the community to help you and to help out. And that has been a real big success. And so it's like helping other people within our community and like giving back. So
if you can go back to Megan 3 years ago, what would be one piece of information that you would give her today? So, like, you're like, okay, as I sit planning my third annual fashion show and I'm on the Dads with Swag show and I'm planning my show's about to come down the runway, what could I tell Megan 3 years ago? would be like a tip?
A tip? I'd probably just say to breathe and to have fun and to, like I said before, to follow your gut. I think I have a lot of people that get in my mind and like I try and they try and control the event. And so now I think I need to just follow my dream, like follow what I envision and to continue to just push what I see. Like the first year we had maybe like 70 people there and some of those were volunteers. Last year we were at capacity of like 200 people. And so, you know, each year there's a new struggle. I had troubles getting a liquor license last year. And instead of just giving up and like throwing in the towel, I made the building that was an old Coors warehouse into like a safe environment and push forward and didn't let that stop us. And so it's just continuing to follow that vision of the event that you see in your head.
Cool, cool. Has there been any big key struggles this year so far?
Honestly, not yet, which I probably should just knock on wood to saying that. But no, it's just, you know, we moved the location this year. So there's always going to be something new that will pop up that probably I'm not ready for or expecting. But, you know, I am 3 years into it. And so I know that with my determination and the foundation and who believes in us, that we'll be okay.
What do you do to prepare for like these things that pop up? Like you said, it's a new location.
Right.
Comes with new challenges, new opportunities as well. What are some things you do to prepare for those challenges that might pop up?
Well, I have a good support system and I have a good strong board. And so I also have people that volunteer at the event. And I have to rely on other people. I can't do it all on my own. And I have to trust that the place we're hosting it at will also step up and help me. So this is like, I also have a whole staff of people there that before when I hosted it, you know, it was just me throwing an event in a warehouse. And so I have to kind of like let go of some of that control and to believe that, you know, we're all going to get this done because we believe in the cause.
Definitely, definitely. So the Pierce Family Foundation fashion show, Runway of Hope. What sets Runway of Hope apart from the other fashion shows out there? Because there's a gajillion fashion shows. What makes yours special?
Well, one, because you're giving to the Pierce Family Foundation. But no, I mean, I know this, the competition is ridiculous. And so we host our event on a Friday night. I don't think a lot of other nonprofits do that. A lot of them are brunches, which is great. We do, it's only front row. We have three rows actually. So front row, and then there's two behind. And then other than that, it's just, you know, walking around cocktail tables. And so it's not a sit down dinner or meal. And so it's kind of more like you said before, and it's a night out. It's an event. Like you go and have some fun. We're not feeding you a whole meal, but you have the opportunity to shop. You can go check out our silent auction. You get to listen to some cool music. And this year we're doing it at a restaurant that has dolphins below it. And so you even get to see some dolphins at a fashion show.
What?
I know.
Dude,
I mean,
Victoria's Secret don't even got that.
I think Victoria's Secret will be calling me and asking to use the location next year.
I think they will. Victoria, I've never seen. I'd probably rather see dolphins than some of the models in a Victoria's Secret fashion show. That's just me personally. That's just this dude likes them thicker than a Snicker. But that's just me. That's this guy. I'm not trying to tell you what fashion show to watch on TV. But if Bravo or any of those channels are listening, a fashion show with dolphins, I might tune into that. I might just tune into that. So Fleetwood Mac, Landslide. Why is that song special to you?
Well, that's more of a personal reason. I have loved Fleetwood Mac and Stevie Nicks. She's from the Valley. It's from Arizona, if anyone didn't know that. And I grew up listening to her. And that was the song I danced my senior dance to when I was in high school. And then it was just the dance I danced to my father-daughter dance for my wedding. And so...
So let's bring it back a little bit. Senior year dance that you danced to. What is a senior year dance? I know we're getting off topic a little, but dancing and fashion kind of go side by side. What's a senior year dance? I didn't have to perform a senior year dance when I was in school.
Well, because
is this new?
Well, at my high school, which was the Desert Mountain High School, go Wolves. If you were in dance for 4 years, you got a minute and a half solo at the senior recital. And so I was in dance 4 years, and my teacher, Miss Noriega, let the seniors who had dance for a minute, and they put pictures of you growing up behind you. And that was the song I picked because it's about growing up and like kind of being afraid to let go of what you're used to, but moving on.
Wow. All right, you listening to Dads with Swag? Hit us up on social media at Your Coach Sean. You could always email me, SeanShineAlfonso.com. Call in 480-421-0640. We're live on a Star Worldwide Networks Thursdays, 1 p.m. Hit us up. Check us out on iTunes. Hit that subscribe button, DadsWithSwag.com. We're here with the Pierce Family Foundation and their Runway of Hope, May 19th. Check it out at the Views and the Odyssey in the Desert. Fleetwood Mac, Landslide.
Took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child my heart rides above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life? Well,
listening to Sean Alfonso, Dads with Swag. Now, back to Sean.
Yeah, what's up? Welcome back, everybody. We're listening to Dads with Swag. Happy 1 year anniversary to me. Whoop, whoop. Yay. We got Pierce Family Foundation here live in the studio. You guys got any questions? Hit us up on social media at Your Coach Sean. Email me, SeanShineAlfonso.com. You can always call in 480-421-0640. Tune in live Thursdays, 1 o'clock on the Star Worldwide Network. DadsWithSwag.com. We're talking all things third annual Runway of Hope, May 19th at the Views in Odyssey at the Desert. Little Fleetwood Mac for you. Hope you guys enjoyed that. We got Megan live in the studio talking about the Runway of Hope. Megan, tell us about some of the families that the money from Runway of Hope goes to help.
All right. Well, so every year, well, we host events to help families at the home who have a child suffering from a chronic illness. So we focus on paying the bills, like the mortgage or utilities, car payments. I just paid a power bill the other day, actually, for a family who has a little boy that is 8 years old and is diagnosed with leukemia. And so, as most of us all know, like having a sick child, you'll do anything to help them, and you'll like not go into work, or you'll go to the hospital and sit with them. And so that mostly will jeopardize your paycheck. And so the last couple weeks we have gotten, gosh, in just 3 days, we've gotten like 3 to 4 applications of families from around the community who need our help and assistance. And the range has been pretty high right now. Like all of them have needed at least $500 to $1,000. And so I would love to be able to give them all the amounts that they needed, but we do have a cap on our grant that we can only give out every quarter. So that's where the money goes that we raise at every event we host.
So tell me a little bit about the families, like personally. You don't have to say their names or anything, but what are some things about the families that like really inspire you or tug at your heartstrings, or what's connect my listeners with your families? Like how... Let us know a little bit about it.
Well, basically, I mean, think of a family or a friend or even your own that you have a child or your own family, and imagine one of them getting sick. Imagine, actually, no, we have a family. Imagine driving in your car and they go to stay at their friend's house and they're a preteen and they're riding, and the person that is watching them allows them to get into the back of a pickup truck, and they're driving down the road and they get into a car accident. And your child flies out of the truck, lands on their head, and is now has a brain injury and is 12 years old. And so that child is now in the hospital, and their mom gets a call thinking their child is safe with the family or friends. And they're now having to have brain surgery. They can't go to school for 8 months. They have a walker to get them to and from the bed, and their whole world is upside down. And so this young boy, the family that we did help for that, we paid for their rent for 2 months because the mom was beside herself and she didn't know what to do. I mean, she gets a call at work that her child is being airlifted from whatever road they were on.
Yeah. And just so people know, no laws were broken, because in this backward state of Arizona, you can still ride in the back of a pickup truck.
Exactly. I know.
Man, that was banned. I remember I was like a little kid in California when that was banned. When you weren't allowed to ride in the back of the pickup truck no more. I was sad, but once you get older, it makes a lot of sense why people should not be riding in the back of pickup trucks, especially without a seatbelt on. But there's no seatbelts in the back of a pickup truck, so that's why you shouldn't be back there. Get a camper shell. Let us hear a story about a family that you helped and how PFF changed their life.
Well, about 2 years ago, which I can't believe it's already been, we helped a family who was living in Mesa, and it was a husband and wife, and they were fostering children, and they ended up adopting one of the children that they were fostering. And as soon as they, you know, the paperwork was done, all these health issues came up, and this little girl has holes in her heart. She has like a 9 list of different diseases and disorders. And so the mom, who's been working in marketing, had to quit her job, and the dad had to stop working full time. And so they were almost kicked out of their home. They couldn't, you know, make any bills practically. And so they came to us through a volunteer actually and asked us for help and assistance. And so we were able to help them, and we helped them with over $2,000 worth of funds, and we're still friends with them. The mom comes and helps at events. The daughter we see all the time she sends us cards or thank yous or Christmas stuff. And it's amazing to see that like we were able to pick them up when they had nowhere else to go. And the mom spoke at an event and she's like, I've never been the one to like have to ask for help. Like I've never had to like, you know, have my hand out. And that's not what this is. We're just kind of there to like pick you up when you fall.
Yeah, that's the cool thing about it. It really impacts these families' lives at a time of need, a time that you really need help. Like, and it is a hand up, but it's also a handout as well, because you're taking care of so many things that at that moment in time aren't important to the parents, mm-hmm. right? Because when your kid's sick, something happens to your kid. Nothing else in life is important. Like nothing else matters.
Right.
Car payments don't matter. Energy bills don't matter. the only thing that matters at that point is getting your kid healthy. And that's cool that there's an organization out there like PFF that could step in and help bridge that gap and allow you to spend the time worrying about the thing that you need to worry about and then let this amazing organization take care of the rest. So what different ways do you get funds for Pierce Family Foundation? Like, what are some of your revenue generating things other than the Runway of Hope? Mm-hmm. What else do you have out there that listeners can contribute to?
Well, we do a monthly giving, and that's called the Angel Club. And we have about almost 10 members a part of it, which is great because it is something that we just kind of started about last year. So they donate between $15 to whatever amount they feel comfortable with donating, which is such a great way to just constantly have that amount that comes in every month. And then we're applying for grants throughout the community. There's lots of great companies that award grants to foundations and nonprofits. And since our birthday, happy birthday to you, by the way, for your dad's a swag.
Thank you.
Our birthday for PFF of being a nonprofit is April 14th. And so we are 3 years old.
Wow.
So we are now allowed to apply for a lot of these grants because you have to be a certain age to even apply for them. And then also individual contributions and just community support and people who believe in this cause that, you know, and I was thinking when you asked me about families, lately we've had a lot of families from the NICU, which is where the infants go that need extra assistance after they're born. And some of these families had no idea that their child was going to have like a heart defect or, you know, some kind of valve that needed repair. And so they think they're going to take their child home and then they're in the hospital for weeks at a time. And so it's these like unexpected traumas or turmoils that, you know, we get these calls and we immediately react to them and step in.
I know, you know, from personal experience, when Isabella was born, she was in the NICU for a day, maybe almost a day. Yeah, maybe it was like a day and a night. It's hard to remember. But I was like, I was a hot mess. I was actually, there was two reasons I was a mess. First of all, I was a mess because Isabella was born in like the middle of nowhere, New Jersey. And the nurses that, you know, were on staff at the time she was born in early in the morning, maybe not like the sharpest tools in the shed. So when I'm trying to feed like my brand new infant baby, she wasn't taking the bottle. And then they're like, oh, you know, a dad can't feed a kid. Let me do that. And then they weren't telling me that she wasn't eating from them either. So then they'd give her back to me in a couple hours and be like, try again. And I'd try and she wouldn't eat. And then they would take her back, and apparently she wasn't eating then. So then finally, once a doctor looked at her, was like, oh, man, your kid's got all kinds of fluid in her stomach, so she's not eating. I'm like, she ain't been eating this whole time? I thought it was just me. I couldn't feed my kid. But she wasn't eating that whole time, so she had to be in the NICU. Mm-hmm. And they had to put this, like, I called it a cake box, but this big thing over her head to kind of, like, help suck up all the fluid that was in her body. And knowing the end game that my baby was going to be okay was huge relief. Mm-hmm. But still, like, your little tiny infant, teeny tiny baby, even though Isabella wasn't teeny nor tiny, but just you're, as a parent, unable to do anything. Mm-hmm. There's nothing you can do. Like, you can pray and that's about it. But you're not a doctor, and even if you are a doctor, there's nothing you can do. Like, it's typically, it is out of your hands. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing, you're hopeless. They're like, all you could do is pray and nothing else. And these people don't know that their kid's going to ever be okay.
Right.
They don't know that, like, and some of them are going to be things that happen lifelong. These are lifelong circumstances that their child will have to live with. It's got to just be like a mental wreck. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to really, and the last thing you're worried about is a mortgage payment.
Right.
Or a car payment.
Exactly.
Like, it's the last thing you're worried about.
Exactly.
Man, that's crazy. So the Runway of Hope, man, you got to check this out. If you live in the Phoenix metropolitan area, you have to get tickets. May 19th, views of the Odyssey in the desert. You have to get tickets to this event. I've gone the last 2 years, and as a dude, I'm telling you, it is the chillest fashion show you've ever been to. It's not too girly. It's high end. It's like cool. It's swaggy and it's fresh and it's neat. It's a whole lot of fun. You definitely, if you're in the Phoenix area, you definitely got to check this out. So the next song we got coming up, Little Jay-Z, Tom Ford. What made you go with Little Hova?
Well, I believe if you put it out there, it might happen. So I hope one day to have some big name like Tom Ford walking my runway. Maybe him and I could collaborate with the Dolphins, you know,
there
getting
you
him out there. But who doesn't love Jay-Z? I've grown up listening to him my whole life, and I just love the beat. And come on, I would love to also support Tom Ford every day.
There you go. We got Pierce Family Foundation talking about their runway. I hope May 19th at the Views and the Odyssey in the Desert. If you want to chime in, hit us up on social media at Your Coach Sean. You could email me, Sean, SeanAlfonso.com. You could always call in 480-421-0640. We're live Thursdays, 1 p.m. on a Star Worldwide Network. You can find us on iTunes. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Check out DadsWithSwag.com, SeanAlfonso.com, and all that other cool.coms we got. Jay-Z, Tom Ford.
Clap for a nigga with his rapping ass. Blow a stack. Your niggas with your trapping ass. Clap for a nigga with his rapping ass. Blow a stack for your niggas with your trapping ass. Tom Ford. Tom Ford. Tom Ford. Coming up, coming down. Ride clean, fix your hair in my crown. Y'all know y'all can fuck around. Paris, where we been. Pop my Parisian. It's whole time and no time. It's fuck all y'all season. Piss Bordeaux and Burgundies. Flush out a Riesling. When hoes out, them hoes out. Y'all put y'all weaves in and clap for a nigga with his rapping ass. Blow a stack for your niggas with your trapping ass. Spent all my euros on tuxes and weird clothes. I party with weirdos. Yeah, ho, yeah, ho. International, bring back the Concord. Numbers don't lie, check the scoreboard. Time for.
Sean Alfonso, Dads with Swag. Now, back to Sean.
What's up? Welcome back to Dads with Swag. We're live on the Star Worldwide Networks. Check us out every Thursday, 1 p.m. Hit us up on social media at Your Coach Sean. Sean, SeanAlfonso.com. You can always call in 480-421-0640. We're available on iTunes. Megan's over here making mics squeak. You know you hot when you can make that mic squeak. Woo! Yeah. All right, Tom Ford, Jay-Z, third annual Runway of Hope, May 19th at the Views in Odyssey in the Desert. Where do you see the show 5 years from now? You talked about it'd be cool to like walk the runway with Tom Ford, some big name designers. Where do you see the show going 5 years from now?
Oh, man. All right. Let's see. That will be our eighth year. I would love to have it on some rooftop somewhere, maybe. I don't know. I'd love to have like 2,000 people there. Let's, you know, go really big, have name brands from all over the world, and as well as the local boutiques and designers. I really believe like we need to support our community and to help, you know, showcase what certain boutiques around here are showing or selling in their stores. But I don't know. I think I'm pretty proud of how we've grown. And so I'd love to bring in, let's do 1 million then in 8 years.
Yeah, that sounds good. So what are some designers, if you had like your pick, like I know if I was having a fashion show and I got to pick some designers, it'd be like Nike, Under Armour, I don't know, maybe get some Oakley sunglasses.
What? Oakley.
she don't like Oakley sunglasses. All right. So no, but that'd be like my like dream fashion show, like Jordan brand, like just really cool like that. So what would be like your, like if you could have, cause one of the things I do like about the Runway of Hope is that it's like local designers, like mm-hmm. local people. I could see something if I'm in the Phoenix metropolitan area and I come to your fashion show, I could not only have the opportunity to buy it right there in house, I also got the opportunity to drive down the street and go pick something out. That's a cool fact.
Right.
But so let's think big, you know, who are some other brands? Maybe they're even local brands or global brands or whatever that you'd like to see one day at the Runway of Hope.
Let's see. I would love to have Christian Louboutin. Those shoes are sick and everybody loves a good red bottom shoe. I'm just going to go big with some of my designers. How about DVF? I'd love Diane von Furstenberg. She has really beautiful looks. Chanel. He always does an amazing fashion show.
All right.
I don't know. You threw me off with this one.
Dude, I told you I was bringing the heat. I told her I'm bringing the hard hitting questions. No softballs on this show. It's the heat 24/7. That's it, man. Okay. So you got a couple cool designers there. You know, maybe Givenchy would be kind of cool.
That'd
be kind of a sick one. You know, you got Tom Ford. Some good ones. I was looking, what's that, them flip-flops I was looking at? Oh, you can get some Gucci flip-flops.
There we go.
Because we all know what happens when a dude wears Gucci flip-flops, right? We know what goes down. Yeah. All right. So we know some kind of brands and stuff that you like to partner with. What are some kind of companies that you like to partner with? What are like, if you had your pick, like your sponsors of the, you know, 2020 Pierce Family Foundation Runway of Hope are?
Oh, gosh. Let's see. Well, definitely Crescent Crown Distributing. They're a local beer distribution out here. I'm excited to partner this year. We're partnering with Casio Motors. They have some really sick cars and selling art.
They have some sick cars and selling. So he's a good salesman.
He's a good salesman. Need a car, he just sold a car to a girl from Florida. Okay. So you know what? So if you need a new car,
he's not going to get you sick while he's trying to sell you. He's just a really good salesman.
He's a good salesman.
Okay. I was trying to clarify because maybe you're going to get like a new, you know, Cutlass Supreme and a cold at the same time. So in 2020, who are some of the big names that you'd like to have sponsoring your show?
All right. I'd love to have National Bank of Arizona.
Okay.
I think they're a good local brand. Let's go with Sean. You're throwing me off with these.
I'm throwing you off with these. Okay. Maybe like Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, maybe Mercedes-Benz.
Maybe like NetJets.
Ooh, I'd like one of the, who's the new private jet company that like lets you borrow their jets?
I don't know. Marquee.
Jet Set Life. I don't know.
Jet Set. Yeah, there's all kinds of different ones. All kinds of different ones. All right, let's get off to partners.
Yeah, you keep getting
why don't you take a few minutes and shout out each of your sponsors that you have this year.
Thank you.
For the third annual Runway of Hope on May the 19th. Tell me some of your sponsors you have this year.
All right. For this year, our platinum sponsor is 224 Apparel and Design. They sell nationwide to colleges. They design shirts for collegiate sororities and fraternities, as well as custom shirts. So if you need more, any custom clothing, 224 Apparel and Design. We also, Casio Motors sells great cars. Kendra Scott is another great sponsor. The Views is doing an amazing job, Modern Grove, the restaurant. We have a local radio station, 101.1 The Beat.
Why are you trying to shout out competition on my show, man?
But they're
it's
not.
All right. It's all right. They sponsored you. All right, go ahead. 101 The Beat.
And then we just have some really great brands. We have NYDJ. They're an international brand. We have Brothers Taylor. They're going to be showing off some great custom shirts for men. They're actually going to kick off the show. So, ladies, I promise I have some hot models for you.
Would they be wearing Speedos?
I don't think they're going to be wearing Speedos because I don't custom those.
Okay, good. Because I'm not going to a show if dudes are in Speedos.
We have a great local brand, Obsessed. She does a lot of pop-up shops all over the valley for custom shirts. And then she was in our show last year. And so Boutique Amore, Blush Boutique, Inspire Her Now. And we even have a sunglass store that's going to be a part of it.
Nice.
Showing off some new shades for the season.
Okay. Now, last year, you stepped your game up with the show. You took your show from like a 2 to a 10, and you had swimsuits. Let all my dads with swag out there know, are the swimsuits coming back for the third annual Runway of Hope?
We are in talks with 2 swimsuit lines right now. And so, you know, we're possibly working with one that has a swimsuit in Sports Illustrated. And then we might even have another one from that's a local girl that has branched out to L.A. So I know that's what will get you there.
That's what will get the fellas there. And so, fellas, if you have any, like, favorite swimsuits or swimsuit companies that you like, hit them up. Tell them to come walk the runway at the Runway of Hope. They could find Pierce Family Foundation on all social media. You can go to their website, and Megan will give you all that information later in the show. But if you guys or lady listeners, I got a lot of female fans out there. And if you guys are listening and you're like, oh, my gosh, I love me some Beach Bunny beachwear. They have to be in the Runway of Hope. Then holler at them and get them on that runway because your husband will appreciate it. And then that's a good way for you to get a date night, right? By letting him come see a couple ladies walk the runway in a bathing suit, and then you get a nice date night out of it.
And for a good cause.
And it's for a good cause. So that's even better. That's even better. So my last song, you know, I always pick the last song when I have a guest. And sometimes it's tough, man, because, you know, I try to go with their picks and all that stuff. So this time I'm like, all right, we're talking fashion. We're talking runways. We're talking popping bottles and supermodels. Who better than Right Said Fred? And I'm Too Sexy. You listening to Dads with Swag. Hit us up on social media at Your Coach Sean. Email me, SeanSeanAlfonso.com. It's too late to call in, so you don't get the number. But we're on the StarWorldWideNetwork.com. You can find us at DadsWithSwag.com, SeanAlfonso.com, Pierce Family Foundation, Runway of Hope, 3rd Annual, May 19th, at The Views and Odyssey in the Desert. Right Said Fred.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me. Catwalk, yeah, I do my little
my cat. Too sexy for my cat. For pussy. For pussy cat. I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me. And I'm too sexy for this song.
You're listening to Sean Alfonso, Dads with Swag. Now, back to Sean.
Yeah, what is up? Welcome back to Dads with Swag. Hit us up on social media at Your Coach Sean, SeanSeanAlfonso.com. You can find us on DadsWithSwag.com. We got all them .coms, man. We're talking about the third annual Runway of Hope, May 19th, at the Views in the Odyssey in the Desert. Get to see models, get to see dolphins, all kinds of cool stuff. Buy some clothes, take your woman on a date night. If you're in the Phoenix metropolitan area, get some tickets. And if not, man, just fly in. Enjoy the good weather, the dolphins, the models. It'll be a good time. And I love that song, by the way, man. It just makes you want to walk on a catwalk. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just like, yeah, I'm take my shirt off, do some thug things. So, Megan, why don't you go ahead, tell all of our listeners how they can find out some more information about the Runway of Hope on May 19th at Odyssey in the Desert, and how can they can find some more information on the Pierce Family Foundation and some of the other good things that you're doing throughout the valley.
Well, we are located on Instagram at PFF Arizona, and that's Arizona spelled out. A lot of our information is on there. And then you can also check us out on our Facebook page, Pierce Family Foundation, and that's P-E-A-R-C-E. And so same with our website. Go to PierceFamilyFoundation.com, and you can watch videos we've made. You can find out all about our events we have coming up, all the sponsors and corporate people that support us, and learn a little bit more about our cause.
Sounds good. Sounds good. It's such an amazing cause that you got. You know, it's such great things that you guys are doing. Because, like we've said numerous times throughout this show, when something happens to one of your children, the other responsibilities in life just fall by the wayside. It's not like these are the things that you're thinking about. And I know that all my listeners probably have kids, and none of us want to be in these situations. And as parents, we have to take a step back and think about our fellow parents that are put in these situations and these times when all they're focused on is helping out their kids. And as a community, we could take it upon ourselves to step up and give a lending hand and help a fellow parent, a fellow dad with swag out, mm-hmm. and donate some money to the Pierce Family Foundation and allow them to help these families. Because honestly, without your guys' donations, nice organizations like this, they don't exist. They can't exist. They can't thrive. They can't continue to help people in the community. You know, this isn't like some huge conglomerate that's just getting millions and millions of dollars and federal money and government money and city money and state money. This is just a local gangster just trying to get their hustle up, man. And we need your help. The Pierce Family Foundation needs your help. So if you find it in your heart, man, join their Angel Club. Check it out. You give $15 a month on your ATM card, right? That you're not even going to notice it. You're never going to even notice that $15 is coming out, you know, and put it like to come out like on the 5th of the month. So, you know, you just got paid. You're never even going to notice that $15 gone. You probably walk into Starbucks or Walmart or Target or any of these places and you can spend $15 like that. But just think about how you can help a kid out, a family out that's going through these hard, hard times by just giving $15 a month for the next 30 years, man. You're set. And then you'll get like a nice letter every year. It's a tax write-off. You're doing some good. You're building some good, you know, karma for you and your family. Maybe it's those kind of donations and that karmic energy that you're throwing out there that will help keep your kid out of the ICU, help keep your kid out of the NICU, help keep your grandchildren out of the hospital. You know what I'm saying? Like, because none of us want to be in that situation. It reminds me of a movie, man. I love it. There's one part with Denzel Washington's in there. It's called like John something, man. I'm horrible. Remember John Q is the name of the movie. Check it out. It's an awesome movie. But there's a part in John Q where John Q says, "My son will bury me. I will not bury my son." Isn't that the truth? Like, as parents, we don't want anything bad to happen to our kids. We want to go well before they start getting sick. So help an organization out like Pierce Family Foundation. Come to their fashion show. Make a donation online. Become part of their angel club. Do whatever it takes to help out this organization, man, because it's a great organization. Without your help, they can't keep surviving. We out.
Thank you for listening to Dads with Swag with your host, Sean Alfonso. Join us live every Thursday or on demand anytime 24/7 right here at StarWorldWideNetworks.com.